telling us we have to turn it off because it's...
So I'm not trying to cause you any problems whatsoever.
Sure, I understand.
What I'm trying to do is work it to the best of your advantage to get the proper assessment.
Well,
and I don't want to mess you up if this judge comes back and says that you can't be heard.
Right.
So here's what I'm saying. You're wanting to lower it lower than Chuck did for next year.
Here's the whole thing in a nutshell. We spent $763,000 when we bought the property, when we built the building, when we put every bit of infill inside the building, the sign, everything was $763,000. We've been there 13, almost 14 years. And as all of us know, the price of real estate and everything has gone down. With depreciation, everything, if the cost to do it was $763,000 14 years ago, it's considerably less than that now. It has to be, you know, because we're not even looking at depreciation on the building and depreciation on the parking lot. I mean, all that stuff. And the property values have gone down there. Hotel is killing
Let me ask Chuck. Chuck, what figure of depreciation did you figure on his property if you depreciated it to get the $612,000 or whatever you had there, $621,000 or whatever? Yeah, but I'd like to know what you...
86%.
86%.
Yes, sir.
So that's the way for us to approach this, is to question the depreciation value on a 14 years.
It'll be, we're in our 14th
versus what Chuck lowered it to the 621 off depreciation. We could say it was it needs to be 75%, and I think that's the appropriate way to do this, or be somewhat less if we're going to argue this for next year. So you understand where I'm coming from, and I know you do as a realtor. So,
and please try to sell that hotel next to us. It's a mess, man. Yeah. It's caused us. We had a whole group.
Well, that's what
the other
that's
day.
That's what we're going to try to figure in here is depreciation. We don't need to get into too much of that.
Yeah, I understand.
What we're going to figure out is
I'll shut up.
No, that's what you're here for.
Right.
But
are you figuring that number, Brandon?
What kind of percentage are we looking at for depreciation?
75%.
If you do 75, you're going to lower it $50,000 by 612, $50,000.
So it'd be
five seventy something.
Wait, what? You're at 553.
That's not land. That's just the structure.
Oh, just the structure.
It's the land.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
What was you ask?
The Parker Stone come in 480 to 560, wasn't it?
I think that's right.
Yeah, they put it at 606,789. Pardon me? They put it at 606,789.
With the land?
50,000, that would get you down to...
If you take 527,366 times 0.75, am I doing this wrong? It's 395,524.
I just plugged the depreciation into the cost system and it lowered it.
Is that on the building, 395?
And then add back in the land.
That's what I think. You want to go ahead and make that motion?
606,789, but what am I missing then?
I plugged the depreciation into the Honeycutt cost system from 86 to 75%.
Oh,
what Danny said.
86% was the 621 then.
Correct.
Yes.
So you take...
Yeah.
You need
so you don't take 75% of that.
But the 621,
you take 75% of the...
Hold on. What'd you say? Well, the number's not up there. Are there 621,262? Still subtract the 211, 265. That's 409,997. So 86% is what you're at. You're going down 75, so it's 11% decrease?
Yep.
And I'm just using that 75% as a...
So you take 45,000 off?
Just as a number of depreciation, and I think that's the best way for us to do that.
You see, in 2007, we paid $10,800, and now we're up to $12,800.
I'm going to save a lot of calluses on the fingers. I'm going to make a motion that we do with Mr. Stone's top appraisal of 560.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Was it aye?
Oh, you did. I'm sorry. Motion carries.
So the 560 will be this year. It will apply to this year.
It will apply to this year. And if you're not satisfied with that, well, you...
I think I am. I think that's a fair price. So
the statement I was going to make was you have the opportunity to go to the State Tax Commission, but if you do, they may raise it. So
I think that's a fair price.
Jefferson.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you all very much. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Are you going to do anything else?
Or? You're done.
She'll send you a letter.
Okay. Well, thank you all very much.
Yeah.
It'll be this tax year at that, and it'll fall for next year.
Randy.
Okay, so
Randy.
We had 2 seconds on that, Wesley.
This year.
Correct.
Randolph. Thank you all. Have a good day.
Randy.
Randy seconded.
The purchase price was $59,900. They're saying their market value is $58,075. Is anyone here for Paul Daniel or Jane Marie? No, it's telecom.
Excuse me.
Oh, it's not.
Okay. It's telecom.
Yeah.
It's telecom.
Telecom.
Donna, you said they purchased it for $59,900?
That's correct.
Okay.
10/16/2015.
Okay.
There's a copy of this check and everything.
Yeah, I got it right here, too. Two bedroom, two bath condo, 945 square feet. In Holiday Hills. And what are they asking for it to be lowered to?
$58,075.
$58,075.
What was the purchase price?
$59,900.
$59,900 was purchase price.
And on the books for $77,422.
In September, and that was September of last year.
October 2015, so this is showing.
Oh, okay, sorry, this is the...
Yeah. The check is dated 10/14.
Wesley.
2015.
Pull those things are all along that bluff. I pull those up if you don't care to and see what... All those along that bluff, if there's all 77. They've got a bunch of them that are identical. And then they've got some of those are real nice.
Yeah, one
this
one
has
nice.
Blue carpet, if that makes any difference.
The ones on top of the yellow eyes. Yeah. Yeah.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah.
In the back.
They're in pink.
Jeff, do you know if those are stick structures there on that, or if they're... Some of those aren't stick structures on the back.
I don't know.
Do you do any sales in there?
I've shown some. I haven't sold one, but I've shown them. They're you know
I mean, like this one. I mean, they're starting to move. I don't know where she got the 58 from when she paid 59.
When she gave 59.
I can explain that.
Okay, thank you.
Looks like there's six in that building, and there's two or three that are on at 58. Their particular unit, I can't tell you why, was much higher.
It could be because she may be walk-in level. That makes a big difference. But
it's possible. As a rule, we haven't valued them that way. We value them all the same if they're the same square feet.
You value them from the outside. Some of those have a, and I'm not sure that this one does, but some of those have a, like a jacuzzi type tub. And they're pretty nice. They're.
All of them in her building are at 54 to 55,000. Hers is at 78.
No. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
58,075 was the.
Unless it's a penthouse, which it doesn't look like. It's a 945 square feet penthouse. Then.
Yeah. So they're all walkout studio type, right?
This one here is at
60.
There. That's one different.
What was the purchase price? 59.9?
Yeah.
Move to set the value of 2016-21 to 59.9. I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Five lines?
Yes.
Weird looking animal.
Actually, there's 10 eyes up here, but okay.
How do you know?
Hey, I got one of my eyes shot out with a BB gun whenever I was
there. I said the last eye was still there.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go. Seaton.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Seaton?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization here in Taney County.
Right.
And we're looking at your property, and we have set your property at 59,900.
Okay. That's fine. I appreciate that.
And you'll be getting a letter in the mail from the county clerk.
Okay. What was your name? I'm sorry.
Mike Schofield.
Mike Schofield. Mike Schofield. Okay, I appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye. Let's see, the next one's 2016-22, 341 River Point Road. Is that Mr. Roche? Roche?
Dwayne Rush.
Dwayne Rush?
Yes, sir. This has been a kind of a long haul for me, gentlemen. I'm in a floodplain, and I'm not quite sure where to even start on this. Every year the water goes up a little higher. Brandon's probably the only one aware of exactly what and where we're talking about here. In the flood of 2008, Commissioner Strahan cut the values on the properties across the street in half. That was about the time that some properties took a raise in price of taxation. I'm not sure what the percent was, mine included. I called the assessor's office, and he called me back and said that they were going to leave it where it was at because of where it was.